Hey, Superpreneurs, welcome back to Coded Conversations. It's time to level up our game and dive deep into a challenge we all face as solopreneurs.
Yeah.
Delegation.
Oh, yeah.
We're often so busy saving the world, we forget we can't do it all alone. Sound familiar?
Absolutely. Even superheroes need sidekicks, you know?
Right.
Today, we'll unpack how to delegate effectively so you can truly maximize your impact.
Right.
And let's be honest, avoid burnout.
I am with you on that.
Yeah.
We've got some amazing resources lined up.
Oh, great.
We'll tap into the trucking industry.
Okay.
Which, believe it or not, has some powerful lessons for us on delegation.
Interesting.
Plus, we've got insights from a photographer who actually outsources her photo editing.
Great.
A real-world example of how it's done.
I like it.
And we'll explore the often overlooked world of business ecosystems. Platforms like BizTalk, Social, and the Business Ecosystems Network. These can be incredible resources for solopreneurs. Think of it as finding your own Justice League for business support and collaboration.
Love that. A Justice League.
I'm ready to assemble. But before we get too excited about bringing in the cavalry, we need to lay some groundwork.
Okay.
Let's talk about taking responsibility.
Taking responsibility is the foundation of effective delegation. And it might sound counterintuitive,
right?
But it's not about shouldering every burden yourself.
Okay.
It's about recognizing your limitations and making strategic choices to amplify your impact.
That's a great point. It's easy to fall into the trap of thinking, if I don't do it, it won't get done right. But holding on to that belief can lead to serious burnout. We've all been there.
Exactly. And it can actually hinder your business growth.
Yeah.
You know, it's fascinating how this plays out even in tough industries like trucking. Our research shows that a staggering 85% of new trucking companies fail within the first year.
85%.
And often the culprit isn't a lack of trucking expertise, but a lack of business acumen.
That's a wake-up call for all of us solopreneurs, right?
Yeah.
It highlights how crucial it is to view our businesses strategically, just as we would approach a complex mission.
Precisely. And that's where delegation becomes a superpower.
Yeah.
It's about recognizing that you don't have to be a master of everything to succeed.
Uh-huh.
By bringing in the right support, you can free yourself to focus on your core strengths and steer your business toward greater success.
But there's a fine line between delegation, which we're championing here, and its evil twin, abdication.
No. Yeah.
What are the red flags we should watch out for?
That's a crucial distinction.
Okay.
Delegation is about strategically assigning tasks.
Right.
While maintaining overall control and accountability.
Mm-hmm.
You're the one calling the shots. Abdication, on the other hand, is like throwing your hands up in the air and hoping for the best. It's giving away responsibility without guidance, support, or follow-up.
Yikes. It's like leaving the fate of the world in the hands of a villain. We definitely want to avoid that scenario.
Absolutely. Think of it this way. With delegation, you're assembling your own Justice League.
I like it.
You're choosing the right heroes for the right missions, giving them the tools they need to succeed, and staying involved to ensure everything aligns with your overall vision.
Okay, I'm getting a much clearer picture now.
Good.
So where do we see abdication creeping into business partnerships? Let's talk real-world examples.
Well, imagine a scenario where one partner completely checks out of the financials.
Oh.
They skip budget meetings.
Oh, no.
Ignore financial reports and basically leave it all to their partner.
Ooh, that's a disaster waiting to happen.
Yeah.
And it's not just finances, right?
Nope.
Abdication can rear its ugly head in other areas, too.
Definitely. It can show up in strategic decision-making. Well, imagine a partner consistently missing board meetings.
Yeah.
Or refusing to weigh in on critical business pivots.
Right. So they're essentially absent when the big decisions are being made.
Right.
And that can create chaos and resentment down the line.
Exactly. And we can't forget about operational responsibilities. A partner who stops coming to the office, ignores customer complaints, or refuses to participate in hiring decisions is essentially abdicating their role in the day-to-day running of the business.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So abdication can manifest in big ways and small ways, but the core issue is a lack of engagement and responsibility.
You got it. And I think it's helpful to consider the psychology behind abdication.
Okay.
Sometimes it's not malicious. It might stem from deeper insecurities, a fear of failure, or simply not knowing how to delegate effectively.
I never thought about it that way. So how do we address those underlying issues and prevent abdication in the first place? What steps can we take?
Well, it all starts with open and honest communication.
Right.
Talk to your partners, your team members, anyone you're delegating to. Clearly outline expectations, mm-hmm. responsibilities, and timelines.
So it's about setting clear boundaries from the start.
Exactly.
I like that.
And don't forget to provide ongoing support and guidance.
Right.
Check in regularly. Mm-hmm. Offer feedback and be available to answer questions.
So it's like training your sidekick.
Yes.
To be the best they can be.
Exactly.
That's a great analogy. Speaking of sidekicks, let's dive into the superpower of outsourcing.
Okay.
It can be a game changer, especially for solopreneurs who are used to wearing all the hats.
It is. Outsourcing is like having a whole team of specialists at your disposal.
Okay.
It's about leveraging expertise in areas where you might not be as strong, freeing you up to focus on what you do best.
We talked about a photographer who outsources her photo editing, which sounds like a smart move.
Yeah.
Tell me more about her experience.
She outsources to a company and raves about the results.
Cool.
The key takeaway is that she's still in control. She created clear standard operating procedures, provided examples, gave feedback, and understood that minor adjustments might still be needed.
So even when outsourcing, you're still the director.
Yes.
Guiding the process.
Yes.
And ensuring the final product aligns with your vision.
Precisely. That level of involvement is crucial.
Okay.
Think of yourself as the architect designing the blueprint.
Uh-huh.
And your outsourcing partner is the skilled contractor bringing it to life.
Okay. That makes sense. Now, aside from photo editing, what are some other tasks that are ripe for outsourcing?
The possibilities are endless. Accounting and bookkeeping are often top of mind for solopreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
Many dread these tasks, but they are crucial for running a healthy business.
Absolutely. And those numbers can make your head spin. It's usually best left to the experts. What else?
Administrative support is another big one.
Okay.
Do you really need to be scheduling appointments, managing your inbox, and handling travel arrangements?
Right.
Or could those tasks be efficiently handled by a virtual assistant?
That would free up so much mental space. It's mm-hmm. like having Alfred,
yeah.
Batman's trusty butler,
yes.
taking care of all the day-to-day details so
yeah.
you can focus on the big picture.
Exactly. And as your business grows, you might even consider outsourcing marketing and social media management.
Oh, right.
Reaching a wider audience and building a strong brand is critical, but it doesn't have to be a DIY project.
Makes sense. You can tap into specialized expertise without becoming a marketing guru overnight.
All right.
Any other areas we should consider?
Website and graphic design are also prime candidates for outsourcing. High quality visuals are essential these days.
Right.
And talented freelancers and agencies can elevate your brand to a whole new level.
Especially in this visual world, that's important.
Yeah.
So we've got finances, admin, marketing, and design.
Yeah.
What about customer service?
Excellent point. Customer service is another area that can be effectively outsourced, especially if you're offering products or services that require ongoing support.
Yeah, it can be tough to provide top-notch service while juggling everything else. Outsourcing that could make a big difference.
Absolutely. And for our superpreneurs who deal with physical products, don't forget about logistics and shipping.
Oh, I know that struggle.
Yeah.
Finding the right partners to handle those aspects can be a lifesaver.
It is. And here's one that might surprise you. Personal tasks.
Personal tasks. Like what?
Think about things like house cleaning, laundry, errands, even meal prep.
Okay.
Outsourcing these can free up time and mental energy.
Right.
So you can be more present for your business and your personal life.
So it's about applying the delegation mindset beyond just our businesses.
Yeah.
It's about streamlining our entire lives to create more space for what matters most.
Precisely. It's all about recognizing that even superheroes need time to recharge and refocus.
Yes.
But remember, just like with any superpower, outsourcing comes with great responsibility.
Okay. Tell me more about that.
Choosing your outsourcing partners wisely is crucial.
Yeah.
It's like assembling your Justice League.
Right.
You want the right heroes with the right skills and the right fit for your team.
So how do we find those dream partners?
Due diligence is key. Read reviews, check out work samples, and speak to their current clients if possible. Look for partners who are reputable, reliable, and capable of delivering high-quality work.
So don't just jump at the cheapest option.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Think long term. You're investing in your business's success.
Right.
Seek partners who understand your vision, who can bring valuable expertise, and who you can build a strong relationship with.
It's about finding those allies who can truly help you level up your game. But even with the best outsourcing partners, we can't forget about the power of community and collaboration.
You're right. Sometimes even superheroes need to join forces,
right.
And that's where business ecosystems come in.
Business ecosystems. I'm intrigued. What exactly are we talking about?
Think of them as hubs where solopreneurs can connect, collaborate, and support each other. We've got two great examples, BizTalk Social and the Business Ecosystems Network, also known as BEN.
Okay, let's start with BizTalk. Social, what's the vibe there?
It's like a social media platform designed specifically for entrepreneurs.
Oh, cool.
You can network, share resources, and find collaborators, all within a community that understands the unique challenges of solopreneurship.
So it's not just about posting selfies and cat videos.
Not unless those selfies feature your latest product or your cat is your business partner.
Yeah.
But seriously,
right.
BizTalk Social is all about making meaningful connections and building relationships that can benefit your business.
I like that. So what kind of features does it offer?
You've got personalized profiles, the ability to share updates and content, but where it really shines is in its niche-based ecosystems.
Niche-based ecosystems. Sounds intriguing.
Imagine micro communities within the platform, organized around specific industries or interests.
Hi.
So you might find groups for photographers, web developers, coaches, consultants, you name it.
So it's about finding your tribe.
Yes.
Those people who speak your language and understand your specific challenges.
Exactly. It allows you to connect with people who get it, share targeted resources and information, and collaborate on projects. You can even find mentors or mentees within these ecosystems.
So it's like having a mastermind group.
Yes.
A support system and a networking hub all rolled into one.
That's a great way to put it. And to top it off, BizTalk. Social offers business tools like a dedicated marketplace to showcase your products and services.
Wow. It's like a one-stop shop for solopreneurs.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about BEN. How does it differ from BizTalk Social?
BEN, the Business Ecosystems Network, shares a similar goal to empower micro businesses.
Okay.
But it focuses on creating a sense of community and solidarity, recognizing the unique challenges micro businesses face.
What kind of challenges are we talking about?
Things like isolation, limited resources, and reaching new customers. It's like being a superhero without a support team or a signal to call for backup.
It can definitely feel like an uphill battle sometimes, especially in those early days.
Right. BEN aims to level the playing field by providing a platform for micro businesses to connect, collaborate, and amplify their impact.
So how do they achieve that?
They offer a range of services like networking events, educational resources, and opportunities to showcase your products and services in online marketplaces and storefronts.
It's like a support network, a learning center, and a marketing platform all in one.
Yes. And they're particularly passionate about supporting diverse entrepreneurs.
Okay.
They have initiatives designed to uplift businesses owned by people of color, for instance.
I love that creating a more inclusive and equitable business landscape is so important. What else sets BEN apart?
Their partnership with Minding My Business is worth noting.
Okay.
It provides tools and services to help micro businesses build their online presence, improve marketing, and streamline operations.
It's like having a whole team of experts in your corner, even if you're a solo operation.
Yes. And speaking of teams, that brings us back to the importance of delegation. Even within supportive ecosystems, you still need to be strategic about what tasks to keep and what tasks to pass on.
Right. It's about ensuring we're using our superpowers effectively and not getting bogged down in tasks that drain our energy and steal our focus. Hey, everybody. You know how much we love to go deep on all things business and AI. And well, today we're doing something a little different.
Yeah, we're actually taking a deep dive into a specific podcast.
Exactly. And you might already be familiar with it. It's called Coded Conversations. And they're doing some really interesting stuff.
Oh, absolutely. They're really at the forefront of exploring how AI is transforming the business world.
And what we thought would be cool is to actually go beyond just listening to Coded Conversations.
Yeah, like what if you could actually be a part of the conversation?
Right. So we're going to look at how you could actually engage with the show, share your own experiences, and even get your questions answered.
Because let's be honest, business and AI, these are fields that are constantly evolving. It's hard to stay ahead of the curve.
Totally. And Coded Conversations really seems to get that. They've created some cool ways for their listeners to actually participate.
And we found two that we think are super valuable. The first is all about getting your business featured.
Oh, yeah. They actually encourage listeners to submit what they call a business shout out.
And it's not just a boring old ad read or anything.
No, it's way more engaging than that.
You go to their website, codedconversations.com, and there's a whole section where you can share your story.
Like what makes your business unique? What problems are you solving?
Exactly. And why are you passionate about being part of the Coded Conversations community?
And the best part is they might actually feature your business on an episode.
Imagine that, getting a shout out to their entire audience. Talk about exposure.
Now, the second way to get involved is all about asking questions.
Because let's face it, we all have questions about business and AI.
Especially with how quickly things are changing.
Absolutely. And what's so cool is that Coded Conversations makes it super easy to ask.
You don't even have to write anything down.
Nope. You just head over to codedconversations.com and click on the Leave Us a Message button.
And you can literally record your question right there on the site.
It's like having a direct line to the hosts and their expertise.
And they actually take the time to listen to these questions.
They might answer yours directly on the website or even dedicate a whole segment of a future episode to it.
So you could literally have your question shaping the conversation.
Think about that. Your question could spark insights for other listeners or even lead to new discussions.
It's all about contributing to this collective knowledge pool around business and AI.
And who knows, your question could end up helping tons of other people too.
So what does this all mean for you? It means that CodedConversations.com isn't just a place to listen.
It's a platform to share your story, ask your questions, and really become a part of a community.
A community that's actively shaping the future of business.
It really flips the script on traditional podcasting, you know?
Totally. Instead of just passively listening, you can actively engage and contribute.
And tap into this incredible network of knowledge and expertise.
It's a win-win for everyone involved.
Absolutely. So if you're ready to dive deeper, head over to CodedConversations.com.
Who knows, maybe you'll even hear your voice on the next episode.
And that brings us to our final thought. If you were on Coded Conversations, what question would you ask?
What burning business idea would you want to share with the world?
The door is open. Go for it.
Until next time.
See ya.
Hey, superheroes and superpreneurs. Welcome back to Coded Conversations. We like to break down tech tools that can really level up your business.
Yeah.
And today, we're going to be diving deep into Mautic.
Okay.
It's an open source marketing automation tool, and it is absolutely perfect for solopreneurs.
Absolutely.
So when we say open source, what does that actually mean for someone who might not be familiar with the term?
Well, it means freedom, right? You're not locked into these expensive contracts or limited in what you can do with it. The beauty of open source is it's free to use, it's free to modify, and it's free to distribute. So it really puts you in control.
Okay, so we're talking about automating marketing tasks, right? Mm. The stuff that can take up a ton of time.
Exactly. Think personalized emails, managing social media, nurturing leads, all of that. Mautic can handle it. And get this, over 200,000 marketers are already using it. So you're in good company.
Wow, 200,000, that is a lot of people.
It is.
Okay. Now, you mentioned it's free, but there are always some hidden costs with these types of things,
yeah,
right?
You're absolutely right to be cautious. You always want to look out for those hidden costs. The Mautic software itself, it is free to download, free to use, but you might run into costs for things like hosting or if you want specific integrations, right?
Okay.
It's kind of like, you get this free superpower, but then you might need to, you know, invest in a custom suit to make it work perfectly for you.
I like that analogy. Okay, so free software, potential costs for extras. But why is it so popular? What makes it stand out from everything else that's out there?
Well, I mean, besides being free, it's incredibly powerful. Imagine being able to segment your audience based on their interests and sending them targeted emails, you know, tailor-made for their needs.
Oh, okay. That sounds amazing. But walk me through that, how that actually works.
Sure. Let's say you have a group of people that are really into productivity hacks, right? Mautic can automatically send them a series of emails with tips and resources and even, like, you know, exclusive offers on productivity tools.
Okay, so it's not just like blasting out these generic emails to everyone. It's more about building relationships, providing value.
Exactly. And by automating these processes, you're freeing up your time to focus on other important areas of your business, right? It's like having a tireless marketing assistant who's working 24/7.
I like that. Okay, I am sold on the concept. But let's talk about some of the actual features. What does it offer? What can it do to help solopreneurs?
Sure. Let's start with lead management. Mautic can capture leads through forms on your website, track their behavior, and even score them based on their level of engagement.
Lead scoring. So you can prioritize those hot leads, the ones that are really ready to go.
Absolutely. Focus your efforts where they matter most.
Smart. What about segmenting those leads? We touched on that earlier, but tell me more about how that actually works.
Sure. Modic lets you divide your leads into groups. You can base it on things like demographics or their interests or even their behavior on your website. And this way, you can tailor your messages to each specific segment. It makes them much more effective, right?
Okay, so like I could have a segment for people who are interested in my coaching services.
Yeah.
I could have a segment for the people who love reading my blog posts, or a segment for people who have purchased products in the past.
Exactly.
And then you could send them specific emails based on their needs.
Yes.
This is making me rethink my entire email strategy right now.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Okay, so we've got lead capture, lead scoring, segmentation. What other superpowers does Modic have?
All right, well, it also has this really cool feature called Focus Items, and it's all about strategically capturing attention and encouraging specific actions.
Focus Items. Okay, I'm intrigued. Give me some examples.
Okay, so think about pop-up forms that offer a discount in exchange for an email address, right? Or you have dynamic banners that promote, you know, your latest product based on what a visitor has already viewed on your site. It's all about subtly guiding people towards a specific action.
So creating a more personalized interactive experience.
Yes. And speaking of those personalized experiences, we can't forget about email marketing, right?
Email is still king.
It absolutely is. And Modic's email builder makes it incredibly easy to create visually stunning and effective email campaigns.
Okay.
And it even has a drag and drop interface. You don't need any coding skills.
Drag and drop. All right. I can handle that.
Yeah.
But how do you make those emails stand out? How do you get people to actually open them?
Well, Modic lets you personalize those emails, right? We can segment your audience, and we can even A-B test different subject lines and content to see what's really resonating with people.
Oh, A-B testing. Okay, so you can actually see which emails are doing better and optimize your campaigns based on actual data.
Yeah, takes the guesswork out of it. And speaking of optimization, Modic also has a really, really powerful landing page build.
Yes, landing pages, those are crucial for capturing leads, converting visitors into customers.
Absolutely. And Modic makes it simple to create high converting pages without needing to hire a developer.
No developer. My budget just sighed with relief. Okay, so we've covered lead management, email marketing, landing pages. What else? What else can it do?
All right. Well, one of the most powerful features is marketing automation. Imagine setting up a series of automated actions that are triggered by specific user behavior.
Okay, give me an example.
Sure. Let's say someone downloads a free guide from your website. Modic can automatically add them to a segment, send them a welcome email, and even enroll them in a nurturing campaign that's specifically designed to turn them into a paying customer.
Oh, so it's like having this personalized marketing machine that's working in the background, just guiding people through their journey.
Exactly. And to keep all of these moving parts organized, Modic offers campaign management, which allows you to plan, execute, and track all of your marketing initiatives from one central location.
Okay, so no more juggling multiple platforms, spreadsheets. It's all streamlined within Modic.
Exactly.
You have everything you need to create a cohesive and an effective marketing strategy all in one place.
Right.
This is starting to sound a little too good to be true, but what about social media? It feels like you need a whole separate tool for that.
Well, you know, you're right. Modic does offer social media integration, but it's more about connecting your social media activities with your other marketing efforts. It's not a full-fledged social media management tool.
Okay. So I could schedule posts and I could monitor conversations, but I'd still need a separate like social media tool to really dive into the analytics and you know, get some of those advanced features.
Yeah, you're right. Modic's strength is really in automation and connecting all the dots between your various marketing channels.
Okay, so Modic may not be a social media guru, but it is a master of automation and integration.
Absolutely. And there's so much more that we could explore with Modic.
This is just the tip of the iceberg. I'm excited to dive even deeper in the next part of Coded Conversations.
Yeah. We'll be back with even more insights and strategies to help you harness the power of Modic and really take your solopreneur journey to the next level.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone. I'm so glad you're here for another deep dive.
Always exciting to explore new ideas.
You know, I love connecting with you all through these deep dives. And it got me thinking, how can we get you more involved in Coded Conversations?
Yeah, like make it less of a one-way street.
Exactly. So we brainstormed and came up with some really cool ways for you to participate.
And to share your thoughts and support the businesses that make our community thrive.
Okay, so first up, business shout outs. We all know how important small businesses are, right?
Absolutely. They're the backbone of our local economies.
So Coded Conversations wants to shine a spotlight on them. We're offering free shout-outs to small businesses that love the show.
Free advertising? Who doesn't love that?
Right. It's a win-win. But to snag a shout-out, gotta give us a little info. You know, just the basics. Your name and BizTalk, social username, the name and location of your business, your website, and a short description. Like, what makes your business special?
Keep it snappy, like an elevator pitch.
Totally. And here's the most important part. Tell us why you love listening to Coded Conversations.
I love that it adds a personal touch, right? It makes it more than just an ad read.
Exactly. We want to share your story, your passion for AI, and what resonates with you.
It's like building a connection between the business and the listeners.
Right. Okay, so let's say you've got your business all set up with a shout out. Now you're listening to the show and bam, your brain is buzzing with questions. What do you do?
That's where our Ask Us Anything segment comes in.
Yes. This is your chance to pick our brains about literally anything related to AI, business, you name it.
It's like having a direct line to experts in the field.
And it's super easy. Just head over to codedconversations.com and you'll see a button to record your question.
Hit that button, speak your mind, and send it our way. Easy peasy.
Our team will carefully listen to every single question.
And we'll choose the most intriguing ones to answer.
We might even feature your question in a future episode.
Or we might answer it directly on our website. Either way, we'll let you know if your question is selected.
It's a great way to get those burning questions answered. And who knows, maybe you'll inspire a whole new episode.
I love it. And it gets me thinking, what other creative ways could podcast listeners engage with their favorite shows?
Yeah, it's definitely something to think about. Like, are there ways to make it even more interactive, more of a two-way conversation?
Maybe live Q&As or polls during episodes.
Ooh, those are cool ideas. Maybe even listener-submitted challenges or case studies.
See, this is what I love about this. Always pushing the boundaries.
Right, and who knows, maybe some of your ideas will become reality. So if you're ready to get involved, head over to codedconversations.com.
That's the place to be. Get your business shout out, submit your burning questions, and join the conversation.
We can't wait to hear from you and maybe even feature you in a future deep dive. Until then, keep those brains buzzing.
And remember, the future is coded by conversations.
See you next time. Welcome back to Coded Conversations. We are still deep in the world of Modic, and today we're going to be exploring how this open source marketing automation tool can really help you solopreneurs out there build thriving businesses.
Yeah.
So last time we really kind of laid the groundwork, right?
Yeah.
We covered everything from lead capture to landing pages, but now I kind of want to dive into some more advanced features and strategies.
Sure.
One thing that's been on my mind is data, right? Modic collects a ton of data, but how does that really help me make better decisions for my business?
Well, that's where reporting and analytics come in. Modic takes all of that raw data and it transforms it into really actionable insights presented in these clear, easy to understand reports.
So no more getting lost in a sea of numbers.
Yeah, no more drowning in data.
Okay. Yeah.
Think of it as like your marketing GPS.
Okay.
It guides you toward better results. Modic dashboards, they visualize your key metrics so you can see at a glance what's working, what needs tweaking.
Okay, so I can track things like email, open rates, and website visits and form submissions. But how does that translate into actual decision-making? Give me a real-world example.
Sure. Let's say you're running an email campaign to promote a new product. Modic reports, they're going to show you which segments are engaging the most with your emails.
Yeah.
You know, who's clicking through to your website and ultimately who's making a purchase.
Got it. So if one segment isn't responding as well, you know, I can kind of adjust my messaging or target them a little differently in the future.
Exactly. Data-driven decision-making, it's crucial for any solopreneur. And Modic makes it accessible, makes it easy.
I like it. Now, let's shift gears a little bit and talk about something that I know can be a little bit of a beast for a lot of solopreneurs.
Yeah.
Social media. I know we talked about Modic's social media integration being a bit limited.
Right.
So tell me a little bit more about what it can do.
Sure. So while it won't replace, you know, a dedicated social media management tool, it can still be valuable to your social media strategy. Remember, Modic, it's all about automation.
Right.
And that extends to the social realm as well.
Okay, so it's like having a little sidekick who can handle some of those tedious social media tasks, freeing up my time to actually focus on strategy and content creation.
Exactly. You can manage multiple social accounts from one dashboard. You can schedule those posts in advance. You can even monitor conversations.
Okay, so I can make sure I'm staying active even when I'm busy running my business. But what about things like finding the best times to post or analyzing what content is working best? That's where I feel like you need a separate tool.
Yeah, you might want to consider integrating Modic with a dedicated social media tool. There's some great options out there,
right?
Like Octopost or Social Champ.
Yeah, I've heard good things about those. What makes those platforms stand out?
Well, you know, Octopost, it's a robust platform. It's geared toward B2B marketing. It allows for in-depth social media analytics, employee advocacy programs, and even social listening so you can stay on top of industry trends and conversations.
Okay. So if I'm a solopreneur targeting other businesses, Octopost is kind of the way to go.
It could be, yeah.
But what about solopreneurs that are more focused on consumers?
Well, then you've got Social Champ. It's a fantastic choice.
Okay.
Known for its user-friendly interface.
Nice.
Affordability.
Okay.
Perfect for solopreneurs just starting out.
So Social Champ, it helps me schedule content, manage multiple platforms, even offers content suggestions. That sounds like a huge time saver.
Yeah. And because it integrates seamlessly with Modic, you can manage your social media activities within that overall marketing ecosystem.
It all works together.
I like that. It all works together. This is all sounding great. I want to loop back to something we talked about a little bit earlier there, data control. With so many platforms out there collecting our data, it's really reassuring to know that Modic is open source and mm-hmm. we can actually host it ourselves on our own servers.
Absolutely. Data privacy and security, it's more important now than ever. And Modic puts you in the driver's seat.
Yeah.
You own your data. You decide where it's stored. You can rest assured knowing it's not being shared with third parties.
Okay, I'm officially a fan of Modic's commitment to data privacy.
Yeah.
Now I want to address something that might be holding some solopreneurs back. The learning curve. Modic is incredibly powerful.
Yeah.
But can it be a little intimidating for someone who's not a tech expert?
Yeah, it's true. Modic has a lot of features.
Yeah.
But the platform itself is designed with user-friendliness in mind. The interface is intuitive. And there's tons of resources out there to help you get started.
Okay.
Tutorials, forums, even professional support. So it's like learning any new skill. There's an initial learning curve.
Yeah.
But with the right resources, a little bit of practice, it becomes second nature.
Absolutely. And once you start seeing those results, you'll be glad you invested the time.
I think it's, you know, we talked a lot about automation, but I think it's important to remember it's not about like abdicating responsibility. It's about finding the right tools to help you work smarter, not harder.
That's a great point. As a solopreneur, you still need to be involved in your business.
Oh, yeah.
But Modic can handle those repetitive tasks, right? Mm-hmm. Gives you the freedom to focus on strategy, creativity, building those genuine connections with your audience.
So it's all about finding that sweet spot between control and automation.
Exactly. Modic empowers you to be more efficient, more effective, so you can focus on what truly matters, right?
Yeah.
Growing your business, making a real impact.
Okay. So we covered reporting, we covered social media integration, data control. We even talked about the learning curve.
Mm-hmm.
What else do we need to know about Modic to truly unlock its potential?
Well, there's so much more to explore.
Okay.
In the final part of Coded Conversations, we're going to delve into specific strategies for using Modic to take your solopreneur journey to the next level.
Ooh, I am already excited for the grand finale. For all you superpowered solopreneurs out there, be sure to tune in to the final part of our Modic exploration.
Yes.
We'll be back with even more insights and actionable advice to help you harness the power of this incredible tool. All right, everybody, Coded Conversations, a business AI podcast. I think most of you probably know it by now.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk about the algorithms or anything like that.
Yeah. The nuts and bolts. We're looking behind the curtain.
Yeah. How do they keep people coming back for more?
Engagement. Yeah. That's the real magic here. They figured out how to make it a conversation, you know? Most podcasts, it's just one way, right?
Right. Like they're talking at you.
Exactly. But Coded Conversations, they're pulling you in.
And they're doing it in some seriously clever ways. Remember those shout-outs they do? for small businesses?
Oh, yeah, yeah. But it's more than just a shout out, isn't it? It's about community. Small businesses, they're the backbone.
The heartbeat.
The heartbeat of our communities, exactly. And giving them this platform, it's like a ripple effect. Sends good vibes everywhere. And for the businesses themselves, free advertising, targeted audience, right? Their listeners could become customers. Brilliant.
So I've definitely seen them doing the shout outs, but do we know if it actually works? Like, do these businesses see any growth from it?
It's the golden question, right? And while we don't have like hard data, you know, they haven't released numbers or anything, but anecdotally, the businesses who've gotten a shout out, they say it's been great for them. More traffic to their website, more buzz on social media. Some even say they've seen sales go up.
That's awesome. So the shout outs are cool.
Yeah.
But coded conversations, they don't stop there. They also have this Ask Us Anything segment, which is, I think, even more interactive.
It's brilliant because it's like they're saying, hey, we're real people, not just some AI robots ourselves. You can ask us anything. And people do.
I bet they get some crazy questions.
Oh, they do. Some people are just starting out, you know, dipping their toes into AI. They want to understand the basics. Then you've got the pros, the ones who've been around the block. They're asking the tough questions like about ethics, you know, using AI for hiring, that kind of thing.
So out of all those questions, how do they pick which ones to answer?
Honestly, they haven't said exactly how they choose, but if you look at the ones they've answered, it seems like they go for the ones that are relevant, that really dig deep, maybe even a little controversial, just to spice things up.
Okay, so imagine you're listening to the show. What question would you ask if you had the chance?
Ooh, that's a toughie. There's just so much going on in AI right now, but if I had to pick one, I think I'd ask about skills. You know, what skills do businesses really need to really take advantage of all this AI stuff? Because it's changing so fast, most of us can't keep up.
That's a great question. And it really makes you think, right? Coded conversations, it's not just about understanding AI. It's about getting ready for the future that AI is building.
Totally. By giving people the knowledge they need and by making it a community, they're showing us that AI isn't something to be scared of. It's something we can use to make things better.
Absolutely. So if you're interested in AI, you know, if you want to learn more, Coded Conversations is a must listen. Who knows? Maybe your question will be the one they answer next.
And that brings us to our final thought for today. You could ask anything, anything at all about AI. What would it be? Don't just think about it. Write it down. You never know where that question might lead you. Welcome back to Coded Conversations. It's our final part of our Modic deep dive, this incredible open source marketing automation tool. And now it's time to really get tactical.
Absolutely. We've talked about all the features, the benefits.
Yeah.
Now it's time to actually use Modic to build your business.
I'm ready. Let's do it. One thing I'm wondering, though, is where should solopreneurs even begin? Like, Modic is so flexible, it can be a little overwhelming. Oh, yeah, for sure. It's easy to get lost in all the possibilities. So it's really important to start with the basics. Just focus on those features that address your most pressing needs right now.
Okay. Back to basics.
Yeah.
What should be at the top of that list?
Lead capture. Always a good starting point.
Okay.
You know, create those compelling forms on your website, landing pages. Start attracting those valuable leads.
Okay.
Then dive into Modic's email builder. Start crafting engaging email campaigns.
So step one, capture leads. Send emails.
Exactly.
Makes sense. What comes next?
Once you're comfortable with that, you know, explore contact segmentation.
Okay.
Divide your audience into groups. Base it on their behavior, their interests. You can really tailor those messages and, you know, increase those chances of conversion.
I really like how you're emphasizing this gradual approach, right? Master one thing and then add another layer.
Exactly.
It feels much more manageable that way.
And remember, you don't have to figure it all out on your own, right? Mm-hmm. Modic has this amazing, vibrant community of users, developers. Tap into that.
Yeah.
Forums, tutorials, even professional support available if you need it.
That is very reassuring to know. It's like having a whole team of Modic experts in your corner.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to experiment. Mm-hmm. Test different features, you know, try new strategies, see what works for you and your audience.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to break things, you know?
Okay, so we've got the foundation. Capture leads, send emails, segment your audience, experiment.
Mm-hmm.
What else should solopreneurs keep in mind as they're building out their Modic strategy?
Integrations. We talked about social media tools.
Right.
But Modic can integrate with so many other platforms. It's about creating that seamless marketing ecosystem.
Like adding superpowers to your superpowers.
Exactly. For example, connecting Modic with your CRM. That can be a game changer.
Oh, yeah.
Keeps your sales and marketing teams on the same page, right? gives you that complete view of the customer journey.
Yeah. No more siloed information. I love that. What other integrations would you recommend for solopreneurs?
Well, if you're running an e-commerce business, platforms like WooCommerce, you know,
okay,
that can unlock a whole new level of personalization and automation for you.
Give me the example of how that would work.
Sure. Let's say someone buys a product from your online store. Modic can automatically add them to a specific customer segment, you know, trigger a thank you email, even suggest related products based on their purchase history.
Wow. So it's all about creating that personalized experience that keeps people coming back.
Exactly.
I like that.
And with Modic's automation, you can do all of this without lifting a finger.
This is making me so excited about the possibilities. But before we wrap up, I want to emphasize one final point. We've talked a lot about these amazing features, but the true power of Modic, it really lies in how you use it, right?
Couldn't agree more. Modic gives you the tools, but it's up to you to wield them strategically and creatively.
It's about understanding your audience, crafting compelling messages, building those genuine connections. Modic's the engine, but you're the driver.
Well said. Don't be afraid to think outside the box. Experiment. Find what works best for your business.
So go forth, solopreneurs. Use Modic to build the business of your dreams. And remember, you don't have to do it alone. There's a whole community of Modic users, experts, ready to support you every step of the way.
Absolutely. And if you're ready to dive deeper into the world of Modic, head over to modic.org. You'll find tons of resources, documentation, a vibrant community ready to welcome you.
Exactly. So let's recap what we've explored in this superpower journey of delegation.
Okay.
We started with the foundation, taking responsibility.
Right.
Not by doing everything ourselves, but by recognizing our limitations and making strategic choices to maximize our impact. Mm-hmm. We then battled the villain of abdication.
No.
Learned how to spot the warning signs and armed ourselves with strategies to recover and prevent it.
Right.
We discovered the superpower of outsourcing, likened it to assembling our very own Justice League.
Yes.
And identified key tasks we can delegate to free up our time and energy.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, we explored the power of business ecosystems.
Yes.
Those incredible hubs where solopreneurs can connect, collaborate, and support each other. It's like having a secret headquarters where you can recharge, strategize, and find allies for your next mission.
It's been an epic journey. But for all our superpowered solopreneurs out there,
yeah,
I'm sure the question is, where do I even begin? It can feel overwhelming, right?
Yeah.
We've covered so much ground today.
Yeah.
From taking responsibility to assembling our own Justice League of support through outsourcing and business ecosystems. Where does a busy superpreneur even start?
Well, you're right. It's a lot to process. But remember, even small steps can make a big difference.
Why?
Start by identifying the energy drainers in your business, those tasks that make you want to throw in the cape and hide in your secret lair.
So step one is acknowledging the kryptonite.
Exactly.
Those tasks that sap our superpowers.
I like that.
Once you've identified those tasks, ask yourself, could someone else handle this, even if it's not done exactly my way?
Right.
Striving for perfection can be a trap.
Yeah.
Remember, 90% completion is often good enough, and it can free up a tremendous amount of your time and mental energy.
That's a great reminder. Sometimes we get so caught up in doing everything ourselves that we lose sight of the bigger picture. But once we identify those energy drainers, how do we decide whether to delegate to someone we know or outsource to a specialist?
Well, delegation usually works best when you have someone within your existing team or network who has the skills and bandwidth to take on the task.
Mm-hmm.
It could be an employee, a contractor, or even a trusted friend or colleague. Outsourcing, on the other hand, involves bringing in an external expert specifically for that service.
So if I need help with my social media, I could delegate to my virtual assistant if they have those skills. But if I need a complete website overhaul, I'd probably outsource to a web design agency.
Precisely. The choice often depends on the complexity of the task, the level of expertise needed, and of course, your budget.
Makes sense. So we've identified the tasks we've chosen are a delegation or outsourcing strategy. What are the key steps to ensuring smooth sailing from there?
Clear communication is paramount. Just like when you brief your Justice League for a mission, you need to clearly outline the task, the desired outcome, and any specific instructions or preferences.
So no vague requests like take care of this and hoping for the best.
Exactly. Be specific and, whenever possible, create standard operating procedures.
Right.
Especially for tasks
that will be repeated.
SOPs.
Yes.
That's something our photographer friend mentioned, right?
Yes. SOPs are incredibly valuable, especially for outsourcing. They provide a clear roadmap for your partners, ensuring consistency and quality. Don't be afraid to provide examples or templates as well. The more information you give, the better the results will be.
So think of SOPs as the instruction manual for your superpowered operations.
Yeah.
They help ensure everyone's on the same page and working towards the same goal.
Exactly. And here's another crucial point. Delegation and outsourcing are not set it and forget it solutions.
Okay.
You need to stay involved, provide ongoing support, answer questions, give feedback, and make adjustments along the way.
It's like being the mission control for your delegation efforts. You're guiding the ship, even if you're not the one steering it directly.
That's a great analogy. It's a partnership, and when done right, it can be incredibly empowering for everyone involved.
So before we wrap up this deep dive, what's one final piece of wisdom you'd offer to our superpowered solopreneurs who are ready to embrace delegation and build their own Justice League of support?
Don't be afraid to ask for help. It's not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength.
Right.
It shows that you're committed to building a sustainable and successful business and to maximizing your impact on the world.
I love that delegation is like a superpower itself. It frees us to focus on what we do best, to leverage other people's talents, and to achieve extraordinary things. So to all our superpreneurs out there, go forth and delegate like the heroes you are. And remember, you don't have to do it all alone. Until next time, keep coding those conversations.